So in this week's parsha, in the beginning, it talks about the obligations, plural, of the destruction of idolatry. If someone has an idol, you have to destroy it. It says, "Abet habdom is kol makaymos shalavdu shamagoyim." The goyim serve the place; you have to destroy it. And it says, even though v'netastem is mizbech chaysom, break the mizbeach v'shibatem is matzav chaysom. Some type of mizbeach, an altar, you have to break it. Vashreya means the type of trees, tisroifim, burn them, be'esh. All types of idolatry that we have an obligation to physically destroy. Physically destroy it. Then it says, Pasuk Dalet, Loi sasu kein l'Hashem lekechem. Don't do that to Hashem. So Rashi says, what does it mean don't do that to Hashem? Don't destroy what? The Beis HaMikdash. Come on. He said, Rashi says, Azara, it can't be. He says, Amr Shavi Chisala Daitach, did you think for a second she is so noitness and mizbechas that the Jews are going to destroy our own mizbech? And you have to tell us, don't do it. It's too hard to say it. And therefore, one of the answers, not Rabbi Shmuel's answer, is the words are Azara, a warning, Lemoichik es Hashem, to erase Hashem's name. The destruction of Hashem's name is a biblical commandment according to the way Rashi is learning, and the Gemara seems to say as well. Biblically, as we know, if something has Hashem's name on it, so it goes into Sheamus. We don't destroy it. It's an Issa deraisa to destroy it. Okay, that's the Hagdama to what we're going to discuss now. Just to tell you what the Rambam says here. The Rambam in Halacha says, how far does, what is Hashem's name? That's a lot of different potential ideas. So Rashi says, the Rambam says like this. Kosav Aleph Lamed. The guy began writing Hashem's name of Elikim, and he wrote the first two letters. Aleph Lamed. Or he wrote the Yud and the Hey of the Shem Hashem. Einoi Nimcha Kinalad Erased. That means not only does Hashem's name Nalad be erased when you see Hashem's name fully there, if you see Hashem's name as Pashat, but even if a guy began writing Hashem's name and he was thinking of writing easy answer Elikim, which is five letters, but he only wrote the first two letters, Aleph Lamed. But the Aleph Lamed is also a name of Hashem. You can't touch it. You can't touch it. You cannot erase it. Einoi Nimcha. Then he says, by the way, Rambam says, of course, if a guy began writing the Yud and then the Hey of the four-letter name of Hashem, because he was writing the four-letter name of Hashem, he can't destroy it. The Rambam says, a kavah choymer. Rambam says, ain't tzarech choymer. How often does the Rambam have a kavah choymer? I don't have to tell you, that should be obvious, that if the plan was only planning on writing the Yud K, if he only wanted to write the two-letter name of Hashem, that's also Shem Hashem, the Yud and the Hey, we discussed it by Amalek, then of course you can't erase it. It's obvious. If Madoch, the guy, was thinking of writing five letters, and when he gets to two, since it's Hashem's name, he's asked to erase it. Certainly, if he planned the writing two and he wrote the two. Open Rambam. Then the Rambam adds on. There's all in Perek Vav Aloch Dalet. Then the Rambam says, by the way, but if the guy wrote the Shin Dalet of the name Shakai, he only's halfway through, not a problem. If the guy wrote the Tzadik and the Beis of Tzavokos, don't worry about it. Hareza Nimchak. So the Rambam says, open halacha, when it comes to the erasing, destroying, the issue of destroying Hashem's name, by the way, it doesn't only apply to Hashem's name when you planned on it. Even if you didn't plan on writing the short version of a name of Hashem, you wanted a long version, if you wrote the short version, can't erase it. Very wild rivet. Very wild rivet. So again, I want to make this clear, because the rivet, if we had it in front of us, would be amazing. The Rambam saying, the Aleph Lamed of Elikim, the Yud K of this four-letter name, Asa, the Tzadik Dalad, of the Shin Dalet of the Shakai or the Tzadik Beis of Tzavakos is allowed. Here goes the Ravid. Let's see what he's saying. When he wanted to write Tzavakos, if you want to write Tzavakos, the first two letters, that's nothing. So you could erase the Tzadik Beis. The Yud K becomes a problem. So the Ravid says, oh, I got a problem. Amar Avram, Ze Einoi Klum. Rambam, wrong. Ze Einoi Klum, it's nothing. He's wrong. Why? Shaloi Omru, because he didn't know how to read the Gemara. What does the Gemara say? The only problem is going to be Ella. The Aleph Lamed of Elikim, or the Yud Hey of the Shem Hashem. But of course the Shin Dalet is nothing, and of course the Tzadik Beis of Tzavakos is nothing. That's what the Rabbi says. So the obvious question right away, if you read the inside, you see more, the Kesef Mishnah right away. So what? Rabbi, you just repeated the same words. The Rambam gave an Aloha. The Rabbi says, by the way, you're wrong. And they say, let me tell you Aloha. He repeats the same Aloha. So the Kesef Mishnah says, there must be a mistake here. There must be some type of manuscript mistake. Because the Rambam and the Rabbi are both saying that Aleph Lamed from Elikim, Yud K from the Shem Hashem, you cannot touch it. On the other hand, the Tzadik Beis, I don't know what that means even, Tzav, or the Shin Dalet, which is a shade, who cares? You're a lateral race. So what do you say, different?
It's one of the shots.
Yes.
A circle.
Yes. But you're a lateral race. So the Kesef Mishnah says there's a middle case. Wild. There's one case that the Raiva didn't repeat. The Raiva looks like he's repeating the exact halacha of the Rambam. When you read the words, it seems like he's saying the same words. So right away he says, if he's saying the same words, who needs him? So he said, no, he's missing a line here. The missing line is this Kal V'Chomer. How would you learn? The Rambam says that if a guy wanted to write the long name and he only wrote a short name, you can't erase it. Kal V'Chomer, if the guy only wanted to write the short name. If he only wanted to write the Yud and the K, which is the Shem Hashem, then of course you can't erase that. That's the Shem Hashem. So he says, the Raiva, it's unbelievable. The Ches Mishnah says, the Raiva, obviously not. No. The Gemara says openly, the Aleph Lamed from a long version is a problem. The Yud K from a long version is a problem. Why? Because those names are Mamash Chashav. The Yud K, Vav K, that's the name. Elikim, that's the name. But the Yud K, yeah, it's a Shem Hashem, but that's an erasable name. That's what the Ches Mishnah understands in the Rambam. Which means, everyone agrees, Aleph Lamed, the Yud K, from a longer version, untouchable. The Shin Dalet, Tzadik Beis, nobody cares about. What about if a person only wrote the Yud and the K when he only wanted to write the Yud and the K? What about that case? So the Rambam says, listen, if I only wrote half of the real name and you can't erase that, the Gemara says it. Of course, if I don't want to write half, it counts, I can't erase it. And the Rambam says, no, stick to what it says in the Gemara. The Gemara says, if you wrote part of the name from the full name, the Gemara doesn't talk about the half name. If the Yud K might not be such a bad name, it's not the worst name in the world. So if the guy wrote Yud K, of course, Shem Hashem, we wouldn't say it out loud, but if the guy wants to erase it, Kenzan, you could erase it. Machlokes Rambam Raivit. That's not the only Rishonim around, just for the record. The Kiryat Sefer, the Mabit, a little bit later Rishon, he says, by the way, you got the whole thing wrong. No, you're reading it all wrong. If you begin writing the name of Hashem on a longer name, you write the Aleph Dalet, before the Yud K, before you write the Yud K and the Vav K, not a problem at all. It doesn't, when does the name become holy? At what point? You have to have Das to make the name holy. You need Kavon, you write a Sefer Torah. So you need Kavanah, write a Sefer Torah. You know when you have Kavanah? When you finish the five letters or the four letters. Yud K, Vav K, when you finish the last letter, it counts. If you're at two letters, yeah, it's the name of Hashem. Who cares? No Kavanah. If you write the name of Hashem when you were planning on writing the word Yehuda, the guy wanted to write the word Yehuda, but he was spaced out. Instead of writing Yud K, Vav, Dalet, A, which is nothing, he wrote Yud K, Vav K, spaced out. So the Mabit says, that's not a Shem Hashem. Why? Why not Hashem Hashem? You have the letters, they have Hashem's name. Yeah, who cares? You weren't planning on writing that letter. You wanted to write Yehuda, so who cares what you wrote? So my bit wants to say a third machlokes, a third argument, the Rambit says, that if a person writes the Yud K from a longer version of a name, who cares? Erase it. I don't agree with you. Rambam and Ravid, you're both wrong. If you want to write the Yud K from a Yud K, he doesn't discuss it, but that might be an issue he doesn't discuss. But again, so we have a three-way machlokes now. On the when you're doing a Yud K from the Yud K Vav K, Aleph Lamed from the Aleph Lamed Kim, then it's machlokes between the Rambam and Raivet on one side, it's real, and the Mabit says, that's nothing. Next case is going to be when the person wrote the Yud and the K, which he wanted to write the Yud and the K, so the Rambam says, Vada, that's a Kal V'Chomer, I can't touch that. And the Raivet says, nah, that name's not big enough, Mabit ignores the whole thing. And everyone agrees that the Tzadik Beis or the Shindalit, that's just insects, as Rabbi Lewin said.
And the Aleph
Lamed? Aleph Lamed. Oh, they don't even discuss it openly, but that would probably be on the same level as Yud K. It would be into the same
Akhoy. Sometimes it doesn't even need Hashem.
Correct.
Correct. Can we use it for our own?
Yes. Okay. That's what we have here. Now we have a fascinating question. This is all pre you finish writing Hashem's name. Whatever level Hashem's name you have, we just discussed. But once you have Hashem's name, okay, now you're in trouble. Once you have Hashem's name, we have a concept called the Shemus box. Put it in the Shemus box. Okay. Then you do is ask the question. The dude was asked the question from the Karban Asanel's son, Rabbi Tayyar. Asked this question. He says, I have a case of a cipher, and the cipher also spaced out. He was supposed to write Eloi Keichem, but instead he wrote Eloi Keichem. He switched the second to the last letter. It's not part of Hashem's name. Really, that's just like plural. He forgot the last letter of Hashem's name. He switched, second to the last letter, from the Chof, Eloi Keichem, to Eloi Keichem. Eloi Keichem is already Hashem's name, but what about the last two? And he says, I wonder what should the guy do? We don't want to throw out the whole thing. These things cost a lot of money. We're not going to take the whole scroll and dump it. What do we do here? So he wants to know, could I just take out the second letter? What do you do on the computer today? Take out the second to the last letter and replace it. Or do I have to erase the last two letters? Do I need the mem to be erased as well? Can I just switch the chaf to the hey? Or the mem, the last letter, L-A-K-Hem, or L-A-K-Hem, either way, last letter, do I have to get that out as well? And they both assume, in this long conversation, they take it for granted, a basic concept, which we're going to discuss, that Hashem's name, when it's being written, in order to achieve the status of holiness, of Kedusha, it must be written in order. So they both agree, you can't just replace the second to the last letter. Because if you do that, then when it comes out, the name is at the end, all there, you didn't write an order. You wrote L-O-K, Mem, and then you put the letter in. That's not the Shem Hashem in the right order. Even though it's not the Shem Hashem exactly, but since that's the name of Hashem over here, you need the six letters, you can't replace the fifth letter. You have to cut out the fifth and the sixth and rewrite the fifth and the sixth. Either six is the same letter. Yeah, but the Shem Hashem has to be written in order. That's what he says. Both of them don't even discuss this, by the way. In their entire length of the conversation, they took it for granted that, by the way, of course you can't just, you have to have an order. What are the eights we're going to do? So we're going to discuss this question right now. Is it true, their basic assumption, that when you write the name of Hashem, you must have the letters being written in order? This is not my question. This is a question of the Michas Chinuch, that he also quotes his grandfather, the Sefer Yeshua, and without quoting his Chavrusa, his brother-in-law, the Divrei Chaim, as well discusses this topic. They don't mention all of it. Michas Chinuch quotes his grandfather, but doesn't quote him, but let's discuss it now. Does the Shem Hashem have to be written in order? So the Michas Chinuch starts with a very simple question, which his grandfather asks as well. You're not allowed to erase Hashem's name. That's understandable. We have a machlokes when it takes place. When does it kick in the halacha and how far? Okay, Michas Chinuch, I have a very simple question. Every sofer in the world violates a potential biblical iser endless times. Why? Let's go through the game here. How do you write the four-letter Shem Hashem? Yud, then a hey, then a vav, then a hey. Now, according to the Rambam and the Ravid, I'm going to pick that now. The question's better with them. When the person writes the yud and the hey, planning on writing four letters, at that moment in time, the yud and the hey become unerasable. Einai nimchak. They're Shem Hashem, kedusha Shem Hashem, untouchable. So the guy writes the yud. At that moment, can he erase the yud? Yep. What's a yud? I don't know. Whatever it means. A Jewish person. You can erase a Jewish person when it's in the same Torah as a yud. Then the guy writes a hey. He's on his second letter. He wrote a yud, then he wrote a hey. Is he allowed to erase it? Rambam says, no way. Ravid says, no way. Open Gemara. Okay, can't erase it. Then the guy writes a vav. The word yud, hey, vav is what? I don't know. It's nothing. It's an anagram. I don't know what it is. It's not a word. There's no word yud, hey, vav. So when the guy writes the yud, hey, vav, does that three letters have kedusha? No, that's not a Shem Hashem. That's nothing. So the Michas Chinuch says, wait a second. When the sofer gets to the third letter, before the end of the fourth letter, he writes a yud, he's okay. Writes a hey, untouchable. So when he writes that vav, he now ruined the yud and the hey. So if he ruined the yud and the hey, violated Nissa. You're not allowed to make Hashem's name unholy. You're not allowed to erase Hashem's name, now destroy Hashem's name. Nothing. How does every sofer in the world do a yud k and a vav k? And by the way, as Rabbi Eli is thinking right now, when a guy writes Elikim, Michas Chinuch doesn't say it openly, but it's obvious. Aleph, he's okay. Lamed, he's got a problem. Open Rambam, open Ravid. What's the next letter? A hey. Hey is a word, Ela. It's a regular word.
It could be also
Elikim. Maybe, that's what maybe they don't, but that's used as a vav over there. But let's say Aleph, Lamed, hey, he might have ruined the name now. So the Michas Chinuch have a bomb question. Every sofer in the world violates a system. We're raising Hashem's name. How do you go from an Aleph Lamed to the Hey?
If you do it in one sitting without pause, and your intention is to write Yud Kei Vav Kei, so then L'chayra, it's okay. The problem is if you did Yud Kei and then you pause, then it becomes a shame.
So on regal achas, I would say that makes no sense to me, but guess what? The Michas Chinuch says it. So I'm going to agree with you. I can't argue with the Zayda. Right? The Michas Chinuch really says like this. He says, I have to understand that you are required to have the Shem Hashem in order. He says, I agree. No, Yehuda, you need the Shem Hashem in order. I got a big problem here. So I'm going to tell you, the answer, what he says is, it's cryptic. He says, listen, there's no other way to do it, and it's only a couple seconds. So therefore, I don't know what this means. I almost don't know what it means. He's saying it, you're saying it. That means even though Be'etzem, putting that third letter in there, is a destruction of Hashem's name, and let's say right then the guy then has something, the emergency runs away, next guy reads that, that's not the Shem Hashem. You wouldn't even know, it's not the Shem Hashem. But the Michas Chinuch says, since I know you must be in order, we'll see where he knows this from, he says it must be in order, and everyone's doing it, so let me think of an answer. Azriel's answer as well. It's quick enough. I don't know what Hamad's mind is quick enough. Is it a tenth of a second? Is it a minute and a half? A guy with a slower hand is going to get more time. I don't know how it works. I don't know. But the Michas Chinuch says this. But he says a bit, he has two chedushim here. He's saying, first of all, you need to write the name of Hashem in order. Because otherwise, he says, the Michas Chinuch says this, if you didn't have the Shem Hashem in order, I'd give you a better etzah. Always write the hey, vav, hey, and then add the yud. He says, I don't say. He says he went around and says, let's do it. Let's do hey, vav, hey. Then write the, then put the yud in the front. If you do that, you never erased Hashem's name. Perfect thing. He says, it must be not. Now, the Sefer Yeshua, who was the Chavrusa of the Michel Sanukh's grandfather, and writes about this topic, actually says that he was once wondering about this Shiloh. Do you need to have the Shem Hashem in order? And the Sefer Yeshua writes, I went around to the Seifrim, and I asked the Seifrim, have you ever heard of such a thing? And he writes, all of them told me they never heard of such a thing in order. The Sefer Yeshua, by the way, answers against his grandson, well, all the way around, and he says there's no need for having an order. Is there? The Sefer Yeshua says there's no need to have the name of Hashem in order. Who cares? Do whatever you want. And then Michas Chinuch and others say you need it in order. If you need it in order, then we're going to have a problem on that third letter. If you don't need it in order, if you would meet the Sefer Yeshua today, it could be he would tell you. He doesn't say it openly, but it could be he would tell you, listen, you don't do an order, do a hey, vav, hey, and then put the yud in. Or you're going to come out why the vav is not a problem. He could agree with that theory that, oh yeah, 2 minutes I don't care about. He could say 2 minutes I don't care about. Or he could say, no, in a chlamy, do a hey, vav, hey. Do a lekim, you're always writing, like English, you go left to right. Every time you have Hashem's name, you do a hey, vav, hey, you do it backward. If you don't have it in order.
Are there any cipher that actually do it that way? In order to avoid
racism? So we're now going, we're Israel's in the 2000s, 2100s. We're going back in time first. So we're now we're in the 1800s. So in the 1800s, it seems they went around, Sefer Yeshua is a little earlier, and said, no one said such a thing, we know about this. So they said, let's find sources and try to prove it from the sources. And the godless is, this is the godless of tonight's share, besides the whole thing, is that they, Gedolim could look at the same Gemara. They're both giants and geniuses, and they're related in this case, Sefer Yeshua and his grandson, and come out with opposite approaches. And therefore, whatever you're about to say, Israel, you're going to be right. No matter what you say, someone's going to agree with you. So where's the first source they come up with? So the major source they come up with is the Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara in Yuma calls them, not Bar Kamsa. It's not Bar Kamsa, what's his name? Bar, you know the name? It's BK.
He did it one shot.
Right, but it's not Bar Kamsa. No. That's mixing up holidays here. The Mishnah, remember the Mishnah? The Mishnah says that there were certain people that had tremendous talents. This became a big issue in the printing press. And one of the talents was his family, not by whatever it is, it was BK, it's one of the letters right now. And they were able to put pens between the four fingers and simultaneously write. So, and then it says the rabbis came to them and said, this is a major talent here. Could you teach us? Because they were hoarding the talent. It's supply and demand, right? They were hoarding the talent. They don't want to give away this talent. Gemara and Yuma, Mishnah and Yuma. They're not giving away this talent. And they said, teach us the talent. And they said, no. This is our family secret that we passed down. We're not giving it to you. And the Rabbanan said, Shem Yisharim Yaakov. These people kept their own talent. There were multiple talents there. Different Wikitaris, different talents in the Beis Hamikdash that was around. And one of the talents was this thing, to write simultaneously. So the Michel Sanukh and his grandfather ask a question. I mean, what do you call it? It's a circus trick, right? I can't do four pens at one time. Fine. Okay, so you could. Who cares? I'm saying, what's the big deal to have four? I mean, the rabbis were so angry. What are they doing with this talent, by the way? That's it. What are this family doing that they can write four times? Okay, so maybe they had a printing press. In the Shas, the printing press, the Shem Hashem, they bring this as a Gariah. So maybe they had a printing press. But outside of that, who cares? It's a parlor trick. You can write with four hands. You have a guy who could drink a beer in one shot. One guy could balance a bottle on his head. So the rabbis go, we want to know how to balance a bottle on my head. Like, what? Why are you getting involved with such stuff for? So they have a talent. They can write simultaneously. Who cares? So both the Sefer Yeshua and the Michas Chinuch and others as well said, no.
Ben Kamsa,
what did I say? Okay. Oh, Bar Kamsa. So that's funny. I never thought of that.
Kamsar.
With a resh. Oh, that's what I know. Okay. Right. So it's Ben Kamsa's family, or is that one person, the head of the family, that they had this shtick. I call it a shtick. I also call it that they could simultaneously put four pens together and they could write. And the rabbis were like salivating. Give it to us. So both the Sefer Yeshua and the Michas Chinuch and others say, what? I'll tell you why. They want to avoid this question because the Michel Sanukh says it openly. If you're going to write Yud, then Hey, and then a Vav before Israel's answer, that who cares, it's 2 seconds, you have a problem. You're writing the Vav. You have a Yud and a Hey, Hashem's name, Kodesh, Rambam says, Ravid agrees, can't erase Hashem's name. How are you going to write that Vav? So the rabbi said, wait a second, we have a way to do this. We're going to do it simultaneously. We're going to put the four fingers down. I don't know exactly how this stuff works. Sounds cool. And we're going to write out Hashem's name in 1 second. And it's going to be simultaneously. The four fingers work together. And by the way, it says they had the four pens. So it really works out well. So they would do the Yud, the Hey, the Vav, and the Hey all simultaneously, like 1 second. And therefore, they wouldn't have a problem of erasing Hashem's name. So the rabbis wanted that. So the Michel Sanukh says, this Gemara proves that I'm right. You need to have it in the correct order. That's why the rabbis wanted it. They wanted to avoid the issue, because since, again, if you didn't need correct order, who cares? Just write it backward, write it left to right. Do what I say, hey, vav, hey, yud. No, but the rabbis knew you got to go yud, hey, and then the vav, and then the hey. But we have a problem, third letter is going to erase it. Yeah, we're going to avoid that problem by hiring these circus trick act and do it simultaneously, and we'll be yoytze the chiyuv. And since they didn't do it, they were upset with these people. Shem Yisharim Yaakov, we're anti these people. But it means that Mechasenach says, I'm right. You have to do it in order, and you can avoid the order. That's what Mechasenach says. Therefore, I have a proof you need it in order, and I have an answer why that didn't work out. To say for Yeshua, his grandfather, well, now we got to flip your brains. Uses the same thing for the opposite proof. He says, I don't know what you're talking about. This Gemara proves that you don't need the same order. We were learning until now that the rabbis wanted it because since you need the same order, I'll avoid any issues by simultaneously doing it off the printer. Right? The printer comes out the same second. The old printers, right? Comes out all the same second. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, it's the exact opposite. Rabbi Yeshua says, why? It's a little cryptic, so I'm adding in what the Avnei Tzedek explains it, that when a person is writing simultaneously, how do you picture simultaneously working? The guy puts the hand down. They're all the same second. Say, if Yeshua writes, we know a klal in Judaism, by the way. Two things by man can never be exact timing. You, it looks like the exact timing, because our eyesight doesn't have an atomic clock. But if you had an atomic clock, you'd know it's not the same second. No, there's something wrong. Now, by the way, if you're thinking logically, it makes sense. Whatever he's doing with the fingers, the yud takes, I don't know, let's make up a tenth of a second. The hey has got to be longer than that, right? There's much more ink, much more ink. But what, it counts when there's a letter. Whenever there's a letter is when there might be erasing. So the Sefer Yeshua says, since it's EF Shalat Samson, that means the four letters are not being written simultaneously. It looks like that to us, but it's not simultaneously. And statistically speaking, over the course of a Sefer Torah, how many times does Hashem's name appear in the Sefer Torah? Might be 1,820 times. So in the course of 1,820 times, do you think every time they put it down, and it has to be a tenth of a second, a billionth of a second, it's always going to be the Yud, then the hey, then the vav, then the hey? That doesn't make sense statistically. Over the course of 1,800 times, you're gonna miss a few here. And yet, we don't go to the Seifrim and say, we don't care, which means they want to learn that you do not need it to be simultaneously. Because the four times together, the four pens going down simultaneously, are for sure not in the correct order. And the rabbis wanted to do it. So if the rabbis wanted to do it, you know what that proves? The Sefer Yeshua tells his grandson, it proves you don't need the order. You think you do need the order? He says, no, the opposite. But you don't need the order. Why? Since the machlek is now, depends how you learn it up. What happens when the four things together? The Mechaschenach understood simply, four things together is simultaneous. And simultaneous is considered good enough for us, and the rabbis wanted to do it. And he says, no, they're not simultaneously. There's an order. And the order probably is not in the correct order, because statistically speaking, over the course of 1,800 names, you're not always going to have it 1, 2, 3, 4. That doesn't work that way. You might not even have it three times in a row. So you're having sometimes 1, 3, 2, 4, or 4, 2, 3, 1, whatever you're going to do, and therefore it's not in order. And you see, the rabbis wanted it for whatever reason why. They didn't discuss why they wanted it. They wanted a parlor trick? Not discussing it. But the rabbis wanted it. Open Mishnah. The rabbis wanted it. And the rabbis wanted to do it how? Out of order? You don't need that. You don't need the order. So the Sefer Yeshua says, I looked around in the 79s, and I asked Chachamim, I asked the Seifim, do you ever hear of such a thing you need an order? He said, all the Seifim told him, you never heard of such a thing. Which meant, possibly, that the Sefer Yeshua would have told these Seifim, listen, you never heard you have to be in order. I have a Gemara that I'm reading saying you should, it does not have to be in order. So you know what? Avoid the problem and write it left to right. Instead of writing right to left, write left to right. You'll never have this. You'll never have an issue with a guy saying, I by mistake did a Yud K before Yud K Vav K or Aleph and Aleph. Because why? Because I'm writing it, the mem's going first. So we have machlokes here between the Sefer Yeshua and his grandson, the Mechasenach, on a fundamental concept, if you need an order. But for the one chassid sitting on the right side of the room who always keeps quiet when he knows everything, they have a problem here. From the Chedushi Arim or the Imremis, I think Chedushi Arim says a fascinating thing. He says, the Pasuk says, unbelievable deacon of Pasuk. The Pasuk talks about the different things that they made in the Mishkan. We're in Parshas Pekudei now. And it says like this. Vayasu es tzitz nezer akoidish. The tzitz. Zov tar, 100% pure gold. They put the special tablet on the guy's forehead, on the Kohen Gadol's forehead from ear to ear. What about, wait, do you know what the tzitz looked like from the little pictures? There was a little thing across and it had words on it, right? So how would you say if you're writing the next words, they had to engrave the words upon it? You know what it says? Vayichtavu alav michtav petuche choysim kodesh Hashem. They wrote down, engraved, right? Petuch Elosh, engraved the words, Kodesh Hashem, right? What's Vayichtevu? They wrote, plural. How many guys are writing here? You got a little tablet. I don't know how big the guy's forehead is, right? You got a little tablet. You got to write 3 and 5, 8 letters. Kodesh Hashem, Vayichtevu. How many engravers are working on this little thing here? You got a lot of workers in the Mishkan. You have one. I mean, I understand you want to put up the tall wood, the 10 foot, 10 amas tall woods. You need a couple people. How many people there? So the Gera says, because they did it multiple people simultaneously. Why? Because the word here is Kodesh. We don't care about the word Kodesh. But the next word is what? Lashem. It's Lamed Yud K Vav K. So he says, listen, I understand this concept. You want to avoid as much as possible. Now, if we go with Israel, Israel wants to say, yeah, when a guy surfaces right, Yud K Vav K, it takes what? A tenth of a second? A little bit. I don't know how long it takes to engrave on gold. My assumption is engraving on the tzitz took more time than it takes to write a little letter. So it could be, I'm adding this in now, that since the engravement took a while, they didn't want to have this guy writing Kodesh, that's easy, Kuf Dalet Shin, that's fine, Lamed, fine, then Yud K, Vav K, I don't want that Vav, because that third letter is going to destroy the Yud and the Hey, and it's going to take a few minutes in order to chop away. So what do we do? Vayichtavu meant multiple people, adds on simultaneously. So where did the first printing press come? Ben Kamtzer, as we'll call them. But really, in the Mishkan, they used multiple people on that little thing simultaneously to write it in order to avoid the erasing of Hashem's name by the third letter.
As he said it. La Hashem, Lamed Hei Yud. Is that Hashem's name?
The Lamed Yud Hei. I would assume the Gemara in Shuas discusses the prefixes and the suffixes and says they become Shem Hashem. And then it becomes a question, the Gemara in Shuas, Lamed Zayin, Lamed Ches, the question becomes then, at what point do they become? So certainly when he writes the first Lamed, nothing. But the question is, at what point does the prefixes and suffixes take, like we said before, Elokeichem or Elokeichem, they had a problem. So at a certain point it does. It could be if you go with the Pashup Shat that the Yud and the K cancels Hashem's name, then the Lamed gets Shlap Zacharayin in it as well. So in order to avoid this, what they would do is they would have multiple engravers.
Would you erase the prefix? It's considered like erasing Hashem Hashem?
No.
Lamed, then the Yud Hei by the Vav.
Erase the Lamed? It's considered...
No, I misunderstood.
No, I...
In general, if the Rambam, I think, it says it as well, that once you have the Shem Hashem, the prefixes and the suffixes count as well. Here, right before the Rambam we had before. Before we read Vav Dalet, now we're reading Vav Gimel. Kol ha-nitfel ha-shem mil-lefonov mutal ha-moichai.
Oh, okay.
Kegoin lamed mil-Hashem, beiz mi-belekim, ein ha-kedush Hashem. Kol ha-nitfel ha-shem mi-acharov, but the Gemara discusses. Kegoin aleph pei shal ha-kecha. Am I reading that wrong? Ka'af shal ha-kecha. O ka'af mayim shal ha-kecha. Ma'chof. Chaf, like the Chaf of Elekechos. Elekei was Hashem's name. You're adding in a Chaf, so you're not allowed to erase it. Same thing Elekechem, Einim Chafim. So there is that Yisoid. Anyway, we have much more. We're going to dive Marv now. The idea is to know that when it comes to the Shem Hashem, fascinating sugya to discuss. What is called one of the sugyas that we didn't get the time to is when something is simultaneous. How do you look at it? Do you look at it as, let's say you back up. Let's say you need something in the correct order. Let's say you assume the Yud Kei Vav Kei must be done in the correct order. Is simultaneous the correct order, or that's not the correct order? What does the correct order mean? This is a Chabina Rav Kasha. When I say I have to do step 1, 2, 3, and 4, that order, is it 2 has to come after 1, or 1 can't become before 2? Very dachistic. The nafkamina is going to be if you do it simultaneously. If you need 2 to come after 1, simultaneous is not going to cover it. If you need 1 not to be before, 1 must be not after 2, then you're fine with simultaneous. Is that too fast? So the questions we have to discuss in this sugya, we could spend much more time, we're ending here.
What is the
cipher
supposed to do?
Well, so what does the cipher do? Ask your local, Rabbi Lewin, you're not a cipher? Rabbi Eli does everything. You're not a cipher also, Rabbi Eli? I believe it's Zadnevis is hiding it. Okay, we'll dive in Marv now. I hope that was...